From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office got a call from Manila residents yesterday reporting a suspicious subject entering and exiting a barn on the 200 block of Stamps Lane. Descriptions of the subject closely matched the appearance of a wanted felony suspect, 42-year-old Aaron Wagner, whom deputies were searching for in the area earlier in the day. While checking the area for him, deputies observed Wagner entering a vehicle. When deputies attempted to make contact with him, he fled on foot through a number of properties. Deputies found Wagner hiding under a shed at a property on the 1800 block of Key Street. He was taken into custody and booked into the Humboldt County Jail. Mercer Fraser Company is withdrawing plans for a controversial cannabis extraction facility along the banks of the Mad River near Glendale, as well as a request to rezone the property heavy industrial. Lost Coast Outpost reports the county received a letter from an attorney representing the group, which withdraws both elements of the plan. It was approved by the Humboldt County Planning Commission earlier this year, but also drew a good deal of public resistance, as some argued the operation could affect drinking water quality for nearly two-thirds of the population of Humboldt County. A boat on fire off the Trinidad coast led to the Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay getting involved in rescuing five people who had abandoned ship onto a life raft. A call came in just before 9 a.m. from the Midori that a fire had started on board. Smoke from the vessel could be seen from U.S. Highway 101. The five people on the life raft were picked up first by a nearby boat and then transported from there back to shore by a Coast Guard motorboat. No one was hurt in the accident. No word on what caused the explosion. Humboldt State University's 2018 Idea Fest, featuring research and projects from HSU students and faculty. It's coming up today from 3 to 5 p.m. in the University Library. The event's free, open to the public, refreshments served. About 200 students and faculty poster presentations from HSU's three colleges will be showcased. Projects and presentations cover a variety of academic topics across disciplines, ranging from rooftop farming in Hong Kong to a music program promoting social connection among veterans with PTSD. Another presentation explores the historical origins and contemporary views of the Star-Spangled Banner. The I Like Eureka campaign, along with Eureka Police, joining forces to remodel and update the city's historical Food Shack building, located just inside the entrance to the Sequoia Park. Along with other Earth Day events there taking place this Sunday, the department will be honoring the businesses that took part in the renovation. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.